the squad. I'm your host, David Schmidt. Producer George Salgo, what's happening?
What's up, David?
Garmin.
What up, Dave?
And, hey, Garmin. And Troy Metzger, Philly, a.k.a. Philly, decked out in Titans gear tonight.
Yep. Big game.
We got a big show tonight. The Bengals didn't even play.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about the bye week and do a little top five, bottom five.
Yeah. Pumped for that.
Everyone should be. The Browns played a game. They got killed.
Had expected result, I should say.
I was wrong. I predicted them to win.
Well, I had that feeling too, and then just...
Whatever.
Yeah, I mean, towards... As Sunday got closer and injuries started happening, then I kind of realized what was going to happen.
Hey, did you guys hear about that Australian man that died 8 years after eating that garden slug on a dare?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, doctors suggest that he should have picked truth. Do you have a rim shot?
No. Whoops.
Yeah, there's a report that claims that senior citizens are replacing teenagers at fast food restaurants at a rapid pace. In related news, fast food restaurants are preparing for longer wait times. Alec Baldwin was arrested over the weekend. You guys see that?
No, yeah, I did see that, actually.
Yeah, he's going crazy. Police originally thought that it was Stephen Baldwin, the usual suspect.
Ah, nice.
Yeah.
Good reference there.
Because of the movie.
Yeah, because of the movie.
Did you guys see the Spice Girls announced a reunion tour?
I did. I heard that today.
Without Posh Spice?
Yeah.
To replace her, the group is planning on bringing in Salt and Pepper, respectively.
So bad.
Yeah, that's a little new, stuff. Jordan's loving that. Follow us at FR Practice Squad on the Twitter, or give us a call, 419-516-0702. We'll be right back with a bunch of show.
Feeling hungry but don't want to make it yourself? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and they'll make it for you. They're now open every day. Whether it's their pizza, wings, salads, subs, or other sandwiches that you want, just let them do the work. And you don't want to miss their Friday lunch buffet with their famous pizza, wings, and salad bar from 11 to 1. Their Queen of Hearts drawing will be every Saturday afternoon at 3:30, so be sure to get out there and get your tickets for your chance to win. And now's the time to get your lanes reserved for birthday parties and other events. That's Miracle Lanes. Call them at 375-4274.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a work.
Klingtern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingternandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs. The 2018 general election is coming up on Tuesday. Voters in the village of Fort Recovery and the voters in Gibson and Recovery Townships will all vote at the Fort Recovery American Legion. The polls will be open from 6:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. For all of us in recovery in Gibson Townships and the village of Fort Recovery, all state offices will be on the ballot this year, along with State Issue 1, proposing reduced penalties for crimes of obtaining, possessing, and using illegal drugs. Also on the ballot will be U.S. Senator, U.S. House of Representatives, State Representative, a County Commissioner seat, County Auditor, Justice of the Ohio Supreme Court, and Court of Appeals Judge. In addition to these contests, voters in the village of Fort Recovery will vote on the renewal of a tax levy for stormwater control expenses. Be sure to get out and vote on November 6th anytime from 6:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. at the Legion. Your opinion matters. Please vote November 6th.
And we're back. It's the Practice Squad. Follow us. our practice squad, or give us a call, 419-516-0702, as Philly slides his beverage cart closer as he gets ready for the Titans game. He has a whole setup here. You guys should see this. Yeah, there it is, right there.
Getting ready for the old Monday Night Football.
Tighten up, as they say.
He's got the flag in here and everything. He's taking over the studio.
So, Jordan Stogler, the Cleveland Browns record went to what?
2-6-1, I believe.
They played the Kansas City Chiefs, and I believe you have something prepared for us.
Yeah, so I did have the energy to actually prepare something this week.
The energy?
Yeah. The time and energy.
Yeah, I'm sure it takes both.
Well, you had the time.
That's one thing I do not have is time, actually.
Well, you should have just done it during the game. You would have had plenty of time.
Ooh. Just let me get my zone, Phil.
Yeah.
My bad.
He's dropping the beat.
It's got Phil a little bit. Okay. What is this, week 9?
I think. Right?
Yep. Week 9?
Good enough.
Yep.
Right. Week 9. Check it. I don't even know what to say anymore. There's no coach's head to call for. The Chiefs are really good, as you can see by the score.
Your beat ran out.
Oh, no, it did. Wait, let's try this.
Okay. Worst one yet.
The Chiefs are really good, as you can see by the score. I'd watch them again encore. But it's easy to see why we were defeated. We have a secondary that's depleted and a head coach and OC that were unseated. But the season was doomed from the beginning and teased us at the start with some winning. But now here we sit and I'm reminded of Titanic. King of the world at first, then comes the panic. Hit the iceberg because Hugh was in the crow's nest. Now we're searching for the nearest life vest. Should I head to the deck and get on some life rafts or grab my computer and look at some mock drafts?
Yep, that one.
What's the projection of Brown's selection and will I like the direction or have an objection? This is so fun. I can't believe it took to week 9 to dream about who we're picking for our D-line. Those fans of teams who are good are missing out. Looking at next year's draft is what it's all about. No doubt.
The flow wasn't there that time.
No.
But the content was great.
That's the bottom.
That's what it's about.
The content was fantastic. Philly, where do you rank it?
Bottom.
Bottom.
I wasn't feeling it.
All right. I can feel you on all of that. Obviously not a good game. Hugh Jackson also making a media tour this week.
Yeah, bad idea.
Yeah. He was on the Adam Schefter podcast today, I saw.
Yeah.
On what it's like to be fired.
He just needs to be fired and just deal with it.
It's not fun, Adam.
It's not fun. Yeah, it's not great.
I didn't listen because I was real intrigued because it was that. And then it was like all old Bengals. It was all Bengals. It was basically Hugh Jackson getting fired and then...
So when you go to the Bengals?
Bill Lazor on AJ Green's injury. Because I was scouring Twitter today for every single bit of AJ Green news.
Yeah, I saw your tweet.
Yeah,
me too.
Did you guys like that tweet? Or is that overused?
I didn't like it, I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
It didn't worthy me to like use my thumb to press the button.
I need to find like original gifts. That was pretty old. So tell us about the game.
So the Chiefs are good.
Yeah.
You guys know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're aware.
So we couldn't really even stop their offense.
Did they punt? Because they didn't punt again on us.
They punted maybe near the end of the game when they kind of gave up.
Yeah.
We had one turnover, which was a bomb at the end of half that we picked off.
Yeah.
But Pat Mahomes could pretty much do whatever he wanted. And again, like I said, our offense or our defense secondary was just kind of...
I don't know about you guys, but I like how they based this game off of the game they had again in college where...
Yeah, the Baker.
Oh, yeah.
They beat again.
I was like, yeah. This is two different teams still. Yeah. Same quarterbacks, but it was just kind of funny.
How do you think Kitchens did?
He did all right.
Is that his name?
Yeah. Freddie Kitchens.
Freddie Kitchens. Is he a big guy?
I mean, he's round.
His last name's Kitchens. So I just figured.
Yeah.
He's making food.
Not Bob Wiley.
He did good. I mean, he incorporated Duke Johnson, which was nice.
That was really frustrating to watch since I was playing in fantasy. Yeah.
You guys been waiting for that all year, then finally.
It's just like even the things like we would have Duke Johnson flare out, which would be a nice like little check down to for Baker that we didn't have all year. I don't know why we never had that.
Yeah.
So Baker did better in terms of he was only sacked twice. He looked more comfortable. I don't know if that was just the Chiefs defense being not as good.
The Chiefs defense.
Yeah.
Philly, focus on the game.
It's not on yet.
But yeah, I mean, I wasn't mad with what Freddie.
So who are they going to pick in mock drafts?
have you actually looked?
Yeah, I looked.
Where do they have you?
Six. To like eight-ish.
The ones I looked at was six. Mm.
So, like Ed Oliver, who's good because like
going Houston
this year. Yeah.
He was, but like, the one that I had, Ed Oliver, is like going like second and third pick, though.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I looked at this one different, so it's probably the one I looked at. It's
going to be no. Walter Football?
No. Oh. Some John Lettyard.
You're probably getting.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I was going to say, where the websites do you go halfway through the NFL season to look at mock drafts?
Just if someone has a link on Twitter, I'll click on it.
So where do you go from here now? I guess you got to just hope that they find a good coach.
So, yeah, I mean, we'll find a good coach that
Bruce Arians
is interesting.
Has that been the scuttlebutt?
I mean, he just said.
He came out and said, he's like, if I'm going to come back to coach, it's going to be for Cleveland.
Yeah, did he say it like that? That was a good impression. He's not good announcing games, so he
needs to go back to coaching.
Yeah.
He's like 60. I mean, he would be all right. I don't really want him. I want someone young.
But the thing
he's
is.
He's a quarterback guru, though.
If you get him. It's probably going to be for, like, what, 3 years tops, maybe?
I mean, maybe. Probably sign him to 5 years, fire him.
See, what you want is, like, a young guy.
Yeah, if you had your dream, cool. Who's your dream hire?
Me.
Lincoln Riley.
And Sean McVay's not even in the dream. Like, the realistic dream hire.
Lincoln Riley.
Probably Lincoln, or the Matt Campbell from Iowa State.
What's so good about is Iowa State like undefeated or something?
No, but they're playing really well.
Never lost. that's the LeVar Ball.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like it. Why is this guy so genius if he's at Iowa State? Where is
they're
he
ranked, I think.
Yeah, I mean, they're good.
I think Iowa State's ranked.
I mean,
I guess Sean McVay wasn't at the top of a huge program either.
Yeah.
All I know about Iowa State is they usually have like 2 6-7 receivers.
Yeah. Who's the guy for Texas now? Tom Herman was at Houston.
Yeah.
You got to start somewhere, David.
True.
So I probably one of those two, or they'll find someone else who's good. So
yeah, will they find someone else who is good?
That's a good question. I don't. I have the utmost faith and respect for Jimmy Haslam because I know he can do it.
Yeah.
Well, in this hiring, you got to feel good because of Jimmy Haslam.
I think, you know, all the
stuff that he's done prior to this, you got to think that he's gonna pick the right one.
I would assume it's one of the most attractive jobs that will be open.
Just because of the quarterback and the talent?
Yeah, and the talent.
No, because of the town.
And the town, yeah.
Who doesn't want to go to Cleveland?
Yeah. Well, people who don't want to go to Buffalo. Really?
Yeah.
True.
So, but anyway, this week, week 9 was kind of how it went. What was it? 37-21.
Yeah. It was kind of close. I mean, there were
bits.
Yeah. Half,
there
were bits. Two scores. The half was 21-15.
Yeah.
I think our strategy was pretty much we went for it on all fourth and shorts, and then I think we went for two most of the time.
That's the way to go.
Yeah. I saw your guys' game plan, and that was for Mahomes and Mrs. Flight here to Cleveland.
Yeah, and that
I laughed about that. So. That was pretty funny.
It's just amazing. Like the Chiefs, I think you guys kicked it off to him with like 25 seconds.
Well, way too much time.
And everyone's just like, too much time, 25 seconds, too much time. And sure enough, didn't they go down and score, or they got a field goal try?
They got a field goal try.
I don't know if it was good.
Well, it's so stupid. He can fling the ball like 70 yards and Tyreek Hill is fast.
And like on a line.
Boom.
He was falling down the one time and the throw to Kelsey like was a perfect throw.
Kelsey made a lot of good catches.
Yeah, that was impressive.
What's so like one thing that's fried, like I watched him is like when he gets scrambled out of the pocket and he just like jumps off of one leg and it still goes 50 yards. I'm like,
he can throw from like any angle.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And if he can't, he'll switch hands.
He's really good.
He's pretty good.
Chiefs are probably going to win the Super Bowl. Or the Patriots.
They won't make it.
Or the Rams.
They won't make it to the Super Bowl.
Who? What?
Chiefs won't.
Why not?
I just don't think they have a good enough defense. Like, their offense is insane.
Their defense
is,
like, you get the Patriots, like, late in the season.
Bill Belichick's seen them once, and that's all it takes. Yeah.
Somebody's going to figure them out
here
soon.
Well, any other hot Browns takes that you got on the top of your mind?
No, I had zero written down. Greg Williams.
Who you play next week?
We have Atlanta, and then we have
Atlanta. Okay.
So probably we'll probably score some. They'll score some. That's usually how games go.
Yeah, but that one could be a fun
but
one.
Do you guys, what's the percentage of you winning, do you think?
I think the spread was like 3.5.
Yeah. I guess Atlanta?
25%.
Is it in Hotlanta?
I think it is in Hotlanta.
Mm. So I like Hotlanta in that game.
I was debating about taking that one for Pick'em, but I didn't trust it.
The Browns 3.5 or Atlanta?
The spread wasn't big enough.
I was going to take Atlanta, but I just I don't know.
The spread wasn't big enough.
No, it wasn't. Not yet.
Yeah. Did anyone see the Halloween costume of that girl that was pregnant being acting like Bob Wiley?
Yeah, that was funny.
That was pretty funny.
That was probably the best costume I saw on all of Twitter.
I've seen better.
Yeah, there are some good ones, but
I don't know why I brought back up Halloween. That's like 2 weeks ago. Well, okay.
It was last Wednesday.
Browns, there's not much to talk about there, really.
No, I mean, yeah, so the rest of the year is all about seeing what Baker can do, seeing some growth, trying to win some games.
And you still feel you ain't on, like, just tank the rest of the year so you get a good draft pick, right? Like, are you still, like,
I'm not on that. No, I want to win as many as possible. Yeah. First of all, I want to win six so I can win the over.
You'd be like the Bengals and, like, you know, either make the sixth seed or barely make the playoffs. Yeah. And then you can pick from, what is it, 18th to 26th?
Yeah.
Like no man's land.
Yep,
I give him bet. I'm gonna bet on our draft pick. I think it's gonna be 24 next year.
That is literally the number I had in my head.
Yeah, well, it's gonna be 24
because it's gonna be
your draft pick's gonna be 24.
It's gonna be 21.
That's what I think. 24. Yeah, 21, 24.
I feel like the past like 8 years, it's been like minus the John Ross year, it's been like 22 or 24.
Yeah,
it's gonna be that number. That's the one behind of how many good players there are.
Yep,
there's gonna be like 20 good players. You're gonna pick 21,
or the one behind the guy that I want.
Like it will be in the range of like this guy could be a potential probably fall to the second round.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna take a little break then. We're gonna talk. We got a new segment. Well, not a new segment. The Bengals didn't play.
A made up segment because the Bengals were on a bye.
Producer Jordan made us come up with our own segment to talk about kind of the Bengals season as a whole. So Garmin and I came up with a top five, bottom five.
Yep.
Garmin is a very positive individual with the glass half full. So he's going to talk about the five best moments from the Bengals season. And I'm extremely negative and pessimistic. And I always think that the sky is falling. So I'm going to pick the best or the worst five moments of the season. So we'll be right back with that.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 200 Series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses that stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height, and the easy servicing and comfortable cab. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery to see the New Holland skid steer and compact track loader. They're designed for hard work and demanding conditions.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
What's for lunch? Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery is introducing to you Wayne Cafe. It's a new hot spot for lunch. Stop in or follow us on Facebook to see what's on the menu each day. We will always have our fried chicken, our hot soup bar, and our fresh salad bar, but we are bringing a whole new level to your lunch hour starting in March. We also will have in-house seating available so you don't have to rush around during your break. As always, thanks for choosing Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, as your lunch destination.
Recovery Boys basketball team is sponsoring a night at the races on Saturday, November 24th at the Legion. It's $20 to get into the event, and it'll be a fun-filled night with 12 horse races throughout the evening. Doors open at 6, with the first race at 7. There'll be food and drinks available, you can bet on the races, and you can actually own a horse for only $20, and you get to name your horse, or buy several horses. You can get the forms for buying a horse from any of the boys' high school players, or from Kate Judy, Teresa Leonards, or Gail Judy. Be sure to return your purchase forms in plenty of time before the horses are all sold. So come up with some clever horse names and buy your horses now before they're all gone. Name them after your kids. Name them after your favorite vacation place. Give them names with clever puns. Just keep it clean. Make your plans now to join the party. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it'll help out our boys' basketball team. A night at the races, Saturday evening, November 24th at the Legion.
Seven. some Browns opinions, some thoughts on the Bengals season so far, or just basically anything you want to talk about, because why not? It's a bye week.
I don't know about anything.
Good point. Man, sports related. Keep it sports related. We don't want to give you life advice. Just keep it sports related. So we have top five, bottom five. Yeah. We're going to go back and forth, Garmin.
Yeah.
And so we're going to kind of just give us a overview of the Bengals season so far. So what is your number five?
Well, I didn't really put these in any particular order.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
Because I did. So
okay, I can off the cuff try it.
Yeah.
So my number five, then, I'm going to put, and this isn't really a moment.
Or play or whatever.
I am going to say that this is the emergence of Tyler Boyd.
Okay.
The rest of them are like stuff like from the games, but like just especially with the news of AJ.
Because I have the same thing. I have some general themes.
This is kind of important, but like it's just kind of interesting where if you look at that particular draft class, we really needed a receiver that year. And I'm trying to find... Joe Goodberry tweeted it. But basically, when we were at the Bull and I watching that draft, that was the year of like Corey Coleman and like Josh Doctson.
Will Fuller,
Laquan Treadwell.
Yeah. Corey Coleman was pretty good though.
And then like Mike Thomas went, Sterling Shepard, and then Tyler Boyd. So we needed a wide receiver that year really, really bad. And all those receivers went before we had a chance to take one.
And you fell in love with him first.
But the best two are Michael Thomas and Tyler Boyd.
Have been Tyler Boyd and Michael Thomas.
Yeah.
I mean, you could make the argument that Will Fuller like has been better than Tyler Boyd, which is fine, but there's a lot of receivers. That was a big wide receiver class.
Yeah. And
for us really needing a number two wide receiver for the past couple years, like we've basically been limping with Brandon LaFell. But my number five basically is the emergence of Tyler Boyd.
That was a very good
legit number two.
Limping with Brandon LaFell was very good because he basically limped over the middle and
yeah,
just caught boring 10-yard passes.
He'd be good for like 700 yards and five touchdowns, which is not a good number two.
So I'll bring you down because I'm negative.
Good.
I think AJ Green's going to be out and they're going to just put a ton of coverage on Tyler Boyd.
Should have traded AJ Green.
Yeah.
Get that first round pick.
That's a different take on it. But we'll see. I'm excited for Tyler Boyd to kind of be the lead guy and see what happens.
And you said that John Ross has practiced.
Yes, he practiced today.
So
I drove down to Cincy. I saw him.
Well, I guess it gives you guys a heads up to see if Tyler Boyd could be a number one receiver.
Yeah. I mean, we need somebody. Who else is going to do it?
So. And like I told you on Sunday, I don't think teams are going to double cover him, so I think he'll still be all right.
Yeah. I don't think they'll double cover him. I think they might.
He's played against number one corners already this year, but I'm not saying we played against the elite.
Because I don't think they're going to be scared of anybody else.
No.
So, I mean, they might double him and say, we'll single everybody else. So, we'll see. It's going to be a hard game. So, I'll bring you back down even further. My number five worst moment from the first half of the season was Tyler Eifert's ankle-shattering injury.
Is this your five or four?
This is my five, because you have five, I have five, and then you go four, and then I go four.
Didn't you just say AJ was your five?
No.
Okay.
Did I say that?
I thought that was...
No, I was just being
was
negative.
Was that a bonus?
Yeah, it was a bonus.
A bonus negativity.
I'll go back to the tape.
Yeah. My five is Tyler Eifert's injury, so I think it was a bigger injury than what we thought, because we're so used to him being hurt.
Right.
But I think just him not being there has been a huge
problem. Did you guys sign him again?
For a year.
Yeah, he's not under contract after this year.
More than likely, he's probably
done as a Bengal. And he was doing really well. That game, he had a touchdown.
That was what hurt the most, is that there were glimpses of old Tyler Eifert.
Because it would have been such a weapon now. Mm-hmm. I mean, even without Green, I mean, he would have still been catching balls. And it just really was kind of gutting.
Yeah, but he got like Uzama.
We've had like five injured tight ends. Injuries.
We've brought in tight ends from other teams' practice squads.
Yeah. That's not good.
That's not.
So that's my number five. What's your number four?
My number four is the game winning drive against Tampa Bay last week.
Okay.
It's that low because we gave them. We were kind of forced into that game winning drive. But I went back and watched. We had the ball with like 59 seconds left. And I don't know if we skipped, messed up a down. Like, it was just, they were within field goal range in 20 seconds of the, of the game clock.
Yeah.
Crying because he missed it.
Titans going on. Philly's very intrigued. But, so I'm going to go go with the same thing you had, the last second drive against Tampa Bay Buccaneers because a guy, AJ Green, hurt.
Yeah.
And it was a completely unnecessary.
Double-edged sword.
Because even though it was a great comeback win, we let him back in the game. And because we let him back in the game, AJ Green caught a pass he didn't need to. And because of that, he's now out for like 6 weeks.
Two games is what
they're
saying.
But it's going to be like six because why not?
Yeah. So if you're pouring over with your negativity right now.
I'm so mad. What's number three?
Okay. Number three for me is the Clayton Fledgelum touchdown return against the Colts.
I honestly forgot about that play.
Yeah, I went back and I literally watched like most of the highlights from all the games, and I remember that one because I was on vacation and I was at a Buffalo Wild Wings and I was freaking out. We were down by, they were down by four, and they had just crossed midfield. And it's exactly like a textbook play. A linebacker, I don't know if it was Jordan Evans, tackled Jason Doyle or whatever his name is. Is it Doyle?
Jack Doyle.
Jack Doyle.
Jack Doyle.
Jack Doyle. Had him, stood him up, and then Fledgelum came and just ripped the ball out of his hands and then ran it back for a touchdown. The game was over.
Yeah.
Like, is it a textbook play where you need to get the ball back?
That was exciting. Yeah, that was when everyone was healthy. I'm going to go with John Ross's just not good play. That's my number three. Preseason, he looked like awesome because he had that one play against Buffalo,
yeah,
where he juked everybody, and I was like, oh, here we go.
The potential, you saw it.
This is going to be awesome. And then we like have not seen him. We saw him one play, which was a touchdown.
And then he got
hurt. And then he was supposed to come back for the Chiefs, and then he got hurt.
Yep.
And we don't know what he is, if he's good, if he's bad, what the heck's going on.
Well, we're gonna have to find out.
He'll probably run two routes and tear his groin again, so whatever. But yes, we're going to have to find out. So
that's I will tell you how I feel about John Ross right now is that I didn't try and make a trade for him, and I picked up Josh Malone instead.
Yeah,
I saw him on my bench. League.
That was a bad pick by me.
And then, so this is my two?
Correct.
Okay. So the second half against the Dolphins.
Okay, yeah.
That was fun. And I know that there were defensive points scored, but that counts. I don't care.
Yeah.
We were down by 17 points with 5 minutes left in the third quarter, and we came back and won that game.
You know, and think if we would have lost that game now.
Yeah, because Miami looks horrible.
Yes.
I was debating about taking them and picking, but I felt like that would be too easy.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a big win for them because that would have really put us back.
That's one of those games where you look at the season right now, and I feel okay with the Bengals because we're winning the games we're supposed to win, but that one could have gone the other way.
Yeah. Mine, number two, is the last drive against the Steelers.
Yeah.
We felt joy and excitement in the stadium.
Yes.
And we should have known better. They scored with about a minute and a half left. Joe Mixon scored a touchdown. It was electric in the jungle.
It was.
And guy in the pink shirt knew.
Pink shirt guy knew.
He pointed to the clock.
He did. And I made eye contact with him.
And that guy's, I wonder what he's doing right now.
And that guy wasn't scared
at
all.
He's in an alley. Definitely. He's either in an alley or at a bar.
He's in an alley. He's like, that sure was fun. Still thinking about it.
I had a good time that one time. Where am I? But yeah, and then they just completely let them go right down the field, and it was over.
Right to us, too.
Yeah.
We had to watch it happen.
Antonio Brown ran into our lap. It was horrible. And we just sat there stunned and mad and drove home and didn't really talk. So that's number two.
Okay. To bring it back up, my number one, and I said this earlier when we played Atlanta, Dalton's game-winning touchdown pass to AJ Green, because that is still one of the best throws he's ever made.
What happened?
The Titans fumbled and the ball got kicked around 60 times, and then the Cowboys recovered it. And Philly's throwing things.
Yeah, Philly's
upset. Go ahead, Garf.
No, basically, like that Dalton's play, like that was one of the best throws and like one of his most clutch. And that's kind of something he gets ridden for every once in a while, is not being able to make those plays. And that was huge.
Yeah.
Because another game that we, looking back, is a huge one.
And my last negative one is the Bengals and the Chiefs the whole game. Yeah. We started and it was over. It was like the game began and it was just a track meet. We didn't even score. Our offense looked horrible against one of the worst defenses in the league. And our defense couldn't stop. No one can stop the Chiefs, but our defense didn't even.
We should have been able to score.
We should have made them punt once, maybe. Mm-hmm. That would have been nice. So, I don't know. They're 5-3. We don't really know how good they are. They play the Saints this week.
which will be interesting.
Yeah, the Saints are a very, very good team.
There's a very good chance that could end up being a Chiefs type game. But I'm going to say
no. The only reason it won't be is because it's 1 o'clock and it's at home.
In the sunlight.
If it was a night game in the dome, we'd lose 1,000,000 to 1.
Yep. You guys watched the Rams-Saints game last night?
Mm-hmm. Yes. They're not even playing the same sport.
No, that was a... Yeah.
Like,
that's completely different.
If you're a Browns or even like a Bengals are a decent team, and they'll probably make the playoffs. But if you watch those two teams, you can't help, and I did, and maybe not you.
No, I'm with you.
But you cannot watch that and go like, we're not even in the same league.
You know, yeah. Like we played the Saints, right? And yeah. We almost brought them to overtime. Yeah. So it depends. And I think we faced some, you know, the second week of the season. So it's a little bit different.
But, yeah. And they almost lost to Tampa Bay. They did.
Yeah, they did.
They got killed by Tampa Bay.
Yeah, Tampa Bay beat them.
And now they're like the best team. But I mean, Drew Brees is in such a rhythm. Like he's throwing these outs to Kamara. And they're just like, he just like thrown it to a spot.
Well, there was so much hype for that game. There was no way that the Saints were going to lay an egg, though.
No.
No, but...
But it's just the efficiency was ridiculous, even on both ends. Like,
yeah.
The Rams, like, if you're watching that, and you saying, like, you know, I am very positive, but, like, watching that game, I'm just like, wow, like, I don't want to play either of these teams.
Yeah. And then if you do, you're going to get beat. So I don't know. The only thing that's good is a 1 o'clock game and it's in Cincinnati and hopefully it's like a rainstorm or something.
Like in his
Joe Mixon gets the ball 55 times. That's the only chance we have. And if we could hold the ball.
Yeah, but they're just going to give it to Alvin Kamara and Mark Ingram.
Yeah, and we can't stop the run either. Yeah, I agree. So.
Well, and I don't know. I think I was telling you when I was at your house, Drew Brees' like completion percentage, it might even be higher now. Like at this point in the season, it's higher than any other quarterback like in NFL history. Like before the game, it was at 77%.
Yeah, last night was 76%.
And it might even be higher than that now. Yeah.
That's like all time good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like TD to interception ratio is like 18-1 right now.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. Yeah. Like and that's why I don't know if you guys remember. I called it earlier, like on our first or second show, that I think I would take Drew Brees over Tom Brady.
Well,
I would take Drew Brees over Aaron Rodgers.
Ooh.
Would
you take Drew Brees over Andy Dalton?
Yeah, I would.
What?
Over Marcus Mariota?
You're not on the Dalton train anymore.
Easily. No, but I'm just saying I will take I think he's one of the most underrated quarterbacks ever.
Drew Brees? I mean,
yes.
He doesn't get the recognition.
Like people always talk about like, oh, it's Brady and Rodgers and then it's everybody else. And I'm like, no, like Brees should absolutely be in that conversation.
I think he is.
Yeah.
Don't consider him or don't put him in there. They are now because of the season he's having right now.
But I mean, he's had a lot of seasons he's really, really good. So I think he gets, he's probably a little bit underrated, but he definitely gets recognition.
Like what he's doing is almost, and I'm going to like, you might say this is ridiculous, but I'm going to compare it to like LeBron. What LeBron averages every single season is unheard of.
But people expect it.
He lulls us into like, this is how his greatness. We're lulled into his greatness. Brees consistently throws for like 5,000 yards every year. That's insane. And we just expect it. It's ridiculous. Yeah,
okay, there's also a lot of factors going against Rodgers, I think. I think Sean Payton's probably a better coordinator. I think
they
play in a dome where in Green Bay you're playing in pretty crappy weather.
Fine.
That's the games.
But I would make the argument that in Rodgers' career and Breeze's career that Rodgers has had better wide receivers, had much more talent.
Probably, yeah.
I mean, before Mike Thomas it was what, Marquise Colston?
Yeah, that's probably his best
that he's ever had.
Probably.
What do you have?
What was that guy that always used to
have in San Diego?
I can't think of this. Moore. Did he get any Moore or something?
Lance Moore.
Lance Moore.
He was like one of those hit or miss guys. He's either going to have like a 90-yard touchdown.
Jimmy Graham.
Nothing.
Willie Snead.
Yeah. Nobody good.
I'm just saying. I will die on the Drew Brees is a top
Brandon Cooks
quarterback in the NFL.
Top two. You can say the same thing with Tom Brady though.
No, I agree. But I don't think Brady consistently puts the numbers that Brees does.
Yeah, he just puts Super Bowls up.
That's fine. I mean, I get that, but that's individual accomplishments.
Okay. Well, the Bengals, back to the Bengals.
Yes,
he puts up more passing yards, but yeah, Tom Brady's there to take him to the promised land about every year.
Yeah. Well, we play the Saints and then we play the Ravens.
Yeah, so a fairly interesting two games.
And the big news is that AJ Green is out
at least 2 weeks.
At least two weeks, and then they have to reevaluate when he can play. So I think it's going to be 3-4 weeks probably, depending how bad they need him. If they really need him, they're probably going
to for playoffs.
Yeah, yeah.
It depends how you guys.
If we can get one of these two against the Ravens or the Saints, I think we're in good shape. It's looking like it's going to be. I was thinking this like last night because I'm an idiot and I'm just like going through like all the playoff scenarios.
So already,
it's looking like the Chiefs right out west, and probably the Chargers are going to get the other wild card. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
and then you probably got the Texans in your division.
Yes,
and then you probably got, you have the Patriots.
Yes,
and then the Steelers.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
so really left for that sixth spot is the Bengals, Titans.
No.
Not according to Philly.
No, we won't be able to win because we lost every other AFC game that mattered. Like, we lost to the Chargers. We lost to the Ravens.
Yeah, they've had a lot of AFC games
already. So, like, we have to win our division to make it to the playoffs. If we don't win our division, then we're out.
Yeah.
Because we have no shot to even... Because
it's the Titans, it's the Bengals. Who else? The Ravens.
And
the
like,
Ravens.
Behind us right now is Miami at 5-4. Baltimore at 4-5.
We already beat Miami.
Yeah. So we have tiebreakers of the two teams behind us.
The thing, the wild card wise, it would be the Bengals, the second.
Yeah.
Because I think the Chargers have the clear shot to.
Oh, I think the Chargers could still win the division, too.
Yeah. If they don't win the division, either or, I mean, whoever loses is going to make the wild card.
Yeah.
And then after that, it's going to be either the Bengals, Ravens, then.
Jacksonville's behind Tennessee. They're both. Tennessee's 3-4.
Jacksonville has a lot to do to change it around. I don't think they even have yes,
Tennessee might be there.
Coming back.
And Indy's behind them at 3-5, and then the Jets at 3-6. Like, I don't know. Yeah, I think as long as we don't royally screw up,
if the Bengals,
we should get that last wild card
spot. If the Bengals win the games that they're favored in, which will be probably Baltimore. Well, no, Baltimore's on the road. I don't think they'll be favored there.
No.
They'll be favored probably both games against Cleveland. Maybe not again on the road, but probably
all I'm saying for
Denver and Oakland.
Titans to make the seventh seed the seventh seed, they have to win out.
Yeah.
And they're playing Dallas and they got New England next weekend, which is probably not going to happen.
You guys ever go to that 538 website, that Nate Silver website, and look sometimes at like the projections? I was on there today and, just the Bengals have a 56% chance to make the playoffs and a 1% chance to make the Super Bowl. And
wasn't that your Super Bowl pick too?
The Bengals,
yes, it was.
Yeah, it was. So, and the Titans just turned it over. So, Philly, let's turn it over to you.
Again?
Let's just go into Titans Corner. You want to go to Titans Corner?
No.
Okay. And that's been Titans Corner for this week. So,
we have 50 seconds.
I need 2 seconds. I said no.
I'm good.
All right.
Good talk. Titans Corner is over.
Did they just turn it over?
Yes. Another fumble.
Second fumble.
So, all right. Well, I guess we'll take another break. And we'll come back with some more rest of the NFL talk. And we'll talk about our picks last week. We had a winning week. We were 3-1.
So
thanks
close.
To Jordan, we were almost a perfect 4-0.
Yeah.
But I can't really, I think I'm the worst picker this year, so I can't really be down too much.
Are you really?
I don't know. I just made that up.
We'll be right back.
So my heater wasn't heating. My friend Tom said I should switch to gas, but Larry suggested I go with a dual fuel furnace. Then Martin said I should use heat from the ground. Geothermally called it. Then my wife said, just call Reasoner. Sure enough, Reasoner Energy had them all. Train high efficiency dual fuel heat pumps, furnaces, and an amazing geothermal heat pump. Reasoner took a look at our place, and the next thing you know, we're all cozy and warm. Go ahead and talk to your friends. But make sure you also talk to my friends at Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Election Day is coming up on Tuesday, November 6th, and once again, the Trinity Lutheran Church will be having their all-you-can-eat spaghetti supper. They'll be serving from 4 to 7 p.m., and carryouts will be available. The meal includes spaghetti, breadsticks, salad, dessert, and drinks. You can just stop by for your all-you-can-eat spaghetti supper, or you can get tickets ahead of time from any Trinity Lutheran Church member or at Fort Fitness. Tickets are only $6, and for kids 10 and under, tickets are only $5, and all proceeds will go to their local Friends in Need Fund. Don't miss the Trinity Lutheran's annual Election Day all-you-can-eat spaghetti supper from 4 to 7 on Tuesday, November 6th. The Fort Recovery Local Schools will be hosting a Veterans Day program on Monday, November 12th in the elementary middle school auditoria. The program will begin with breakfast being served at 9 a.m. and closing remarks around 10:45 a.m. The program will consist of performances by the third grade class, along with some individual high school band and choir performances, as well as student speeches and a video production. All veterans, senior citizens, and their spouses are welcome to attend. Please call Sarah Mormon at the elementary school office at 375-2768 by Friday, November 2nd, and make your reservation so they'll know how many people to plan for. All veterans and senior citizens are invited to attend. If you know some local veterans and senior citizens, be sure to let them know about the Veterans Day program in the auditoria at the elementary school on Monday, November 12th from 9 to 10:45 a.m.
Fuck practice squad. Follow us on Twitter. Let us know what you're thinking. Or call us 419-516-0702. The Titans continue to struggle on Monday Night Football.
Struggle at life.
So what else happened in the NFL this week, guys? The Rodgers Brady showdown.
Which was overrated.
Was not even a showdown.
Yeah. Brady pretty much owned that one.
Did you see the thing on Twitter of the two kids in their split jerseys and someone was like, would you wear these? I'm like, no. God, I would burn
them.
They overhyped the Brady Rodgers game.
Would you rather? Would you rather?
The Saints game.
That's true. Hey, guys, that's a would you rather.
Would you rather? Would you
rather? We got a would you rather.
Would you rather?
I would not.
Would you rather? Would you rather?
I would. Would I rather? Go for it.
All right. So, let's see here.
You got some good ones this week?
No.
Okay.
All right. Would you rather...
Good confidence.
Okay, so you're at a restaurant.
All right, paint the picture.
Yep. Would you
like
rather...
like a date?
Have to be obligated to tip 0% or leave no tip.
Yep, that one.
Or you can tip, but you have to throw cash at the waiter's feet.
At their feet?
Yes. Okay. Every time you tip.
Say the first one again.
No tipping.
You can either not tip at all.
Okay, and be a
stiff.
Yeah.
Or every time you tip, you have to throw it at their feet.
Which is also kind of being a jerk.
Interception.
Can you call them peasant when you throw the food yes, money at we'll their feet? At,
yes, and you have to call them peasant.
I would not tip and just be a fool, but I guess...
Prescott being a fool.
What's worse? Like, I feel like it's worse to like throw money at their feet than it is to not tip
but
at
you're
all.
Also giving money.
True, but you're going like, here.
Pick that money. I mean, you're kind of doing the same thing. With not tipping, it's just you're not doing it right to their face and you're not giving them any money.
So, like, do you have to be, like, pretentious about it? Or can you act, like just brush it off the side of the table?
No, you can't. You
have like, literally, like, hold it and then...
Purposely, you're just like...
Do you, like, crinkle it up and throw it at their feet and, like, there's your tip
yep.
and walk out?
I think not tipping is better because you can, like, sneak out. And like not you see them,
yeah,
and then you'll never see them again.
I would like fake scribble. I'd be like, oh, thank you. And I'd act like I'm adding it up in my head, which I never do, and then just like fake write something down. Yep.
And then
I would just write, I'm so sorry, in the tip line. And
the only bad part would be like repeat rest, like your regular spots, like that you go to that you're known at. And people would be like,
"You're gonna go to the like a restaurant more than twice."
Yeah,
more than once.
It'd be fine to go like I went to Cracker Barrel this weekend.
Yeah,
first time I ever went to Cracker Barrel. It wasn't good.
Yeah, it was a good date story. Yeah,
did you go with just you and your wife? Or? Yeah.
Well, we went to Sam's Club. Nice little Saturday.
Ooh, is every other place closed?
Nice little Saturday.
Wait times
at Texas Roadhouse and Olive Garden because you know why not? Those are fantastic establishments.
Went to Sam's Texas Club. Roadhouses. Now was she craving and, Cracker Barrel? Is that why you guys went there?
No, absolutely not. We went there because there was no line because we could get in.
You wonder why?
Yeah, because we actually went in.
You might as well just went to McDonald's.
And we went in, and the girl goes, Tori goes, two? And she goes, oh, we'll see you right away. And Tori goes, like right now? And they're like, yeah.
I'm sure you could have looked
through the Cracker Barrel. Yeah.
I'm sure you could have looked through the windows and saw there were 20 empty.
Yeah. Well, you walk into a gift shop.
Yeah.
It's like a country store.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's kind of like, okay,
you can get your homemade biscuits, butter.
Biscuits were real good.
Fresh churned country butter.
I had chicken and dumplings. My plate was all brown.
So get your organic
brown slop.
Get your organic honey.
It was a 4 out of 10, but whatever. It was fine.
I suggest this tip to anybody.
A lot of food for a little bit of money. It was great.
Like I told you guys, if you go to Texas Roadhouse and it's just the two of you, ask to sit at the bar.
Okay.
There is a seating section in the bar where you can almost always get in.
Kind of like that Outback too.
Yeah.
There's like open seating.
But right, because you have to be over 21. Yep. If it's just the two of you, usually I've never had a problem getting in there right away.
What's your guys' favorite chain restaurant? Like sit down restaurant.
This is gonna sound dumb because I think people make fun of it all the time.
Applebee's.
But I love Applebee's. Yeah. That's
weird. You do love Applebee's.
I love Applebee's.
You used to get sirloin with double mashed potatoes.
I get the house sirloin.
I mean, this one's not well known. I mean, I know there's a couple of them around here. Like, well, I guess hour and a half away. Smoky Bones. I like that.
Oh, I hear that's good.
Yeah.
I've never heard anything about it. Actually, I don't know why I said I heard that's good.
I don't know if it's a chain, but I would probably choose Red Lobster.
Okay. You seafood guy or what?
Seafood, yeah.
I love seafood.
And their cheddar biscuits.
Yeah. Cheddar Bay biscuits are really good.
Yeah.
And also the Texas Roadhouse apple butter biscuits at the beginning.
Cinnamon
butter.
Yeah. And then you get the peanuts.
Yeah. That's a whole thing.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go with Outback.
Outback's good. Outback will probably be my top three.
Yeah. Outback's really good.
Bread you get there is good. They usually have some good steak and they have crab legs.
Yeah. And Olive Garden gets made fun of a lot too, but I don't ever hate when I go there.
It's all right.
It's not in the steakhouse place. Like I would, my top three, it'd probably be like Applebee's, Outback, and Texas Roadhouse.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Right. Interesting. Our pick'em last week, we were really good. How about that?
Jordan screwed us.
Yeah, a little bit.
I thought it got points. I didn't get points there.
It was a 2.5 point spread, and Houston won by two.
19-17.
And I thought I picked Houston because they got 2.5, but I guess not. But
look that up. I know you're gonna have to get off your Pacers game, but
that's all right. Or I can look it up too.
No, that's all right.
No, Houston was favored. Houston was favored.
That's good radio.
Houston was -2.5.
That's such good radio.
I'm pretty sure.
Houston was +2.5.
Oh, so okay.
+2.5. They were favored at Denver.
Oh, wait. So were we perfect?
They were favored. No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, there. Okay. That's what I thought.
Hey, we were perfect 4-0, guys.
No.
We didn't.
I'm so confused.
They're +2.5.
Yeah, I messed that up. Just,
what are you looking at?
I said +2.5.
No, but then you said no. Yeah. No, let's wait.
No, I said no to David.
Okay,
we didn't go 4-0.
Someone smarter than me, tell me what we did.
We went 4-0.
Okay. Good.
Yes.
Good job, guys.
For once in our lives.
We hit the 14 parlay. It took us 9 weeks, but we hit it. We had Houston. We had Hotlanta. Who had Hotlanta? Anybody remember who had Hotlanta?
I did, because I got us on the Hotlanta discussion.
I had the Pittsburgh Steelers and Philly. Yes. Philly had somebody.
Yeah. Who did you have, Philly?
I took the Saints over the Rams.
Oh, yes, that was very
nice. That was -0.5. It was a pick'em.
It was a pick'em, yeah.
Nice. So we're 4-0. So
that Houston game, I still don't know why they were +1. That was the easiest call of the week.
Yeah.
That was weird.
I thought Atlanta was. They were +1.5, and they won by three scores.
Yeah, they did. That was a very easy cover.
But Atlanta's what? Now they're 4-5?
Yeah, the Bengals win against them is looking much better. Yeah. So you can listen to us now, right? We're bookmakers. We beat the books.
I'm on a 4-0 hot streak, man.
We're not.
I'm the new Jordan.
So Philly, because I don't really know. We're not good at show prep. Have you looked at the picks yet?
Yes.
Okay. So does everybody have a pick then?
Yes, sir.
Jordan,
I do not. I'll go last.
Okay. So let's go Philly first. For next week.
Okay.
Give us your pick and an explanation why.
My pick is going to be LA Chargers over the Oakland Raiders -9.5 And my explanation is LA good, Oakland bad.
That continues to be your advice.
Well, after freaking Thursday night game, you had a guy that just his first career start and he threw 3 touchdowns on him.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're looking horrible.
Chargers. That's a good pick. Garmin, go ahead.
Okay. I'm taking Chiefs -16.5.
Wow.
Over Arizona.
We are taking huge.
It's the second biggest favorites. Spread of the year. And here's my explanation is that they play in Arrowhead and they are the Chiefs. And Arizona is horrendous.
Did you guys see that Vegas had like a historically bad weekend this weekend?
Is that the only one? I did see that.
Yeah,
I saw that.
Give me numbers.
What was the reason why I didn't really delve into it? I'm assuming because a lot of favorites won.
I saw the headline.
Typically when a lot of favorites
win. The biggest, I forget what the one game that broke them the most. I forget the game though.
Might have been your game. The Saints maybe?
I bet it's the Steelers game.
That's what I picked.
I bet it was my Atlanta game. My hot Atlanta.
I think it might have been the Saints.
Yeah, because I had the Steelers last week over the Ravens, and I felt very confident. So this week, I'm going to crap on our Bengals again.
Cool.
They are currently only 4.5-point underdogs at home. I think they lose by 10. I'm taking the Saints +4.5 against my beloved Bengals.
That you love so much.
I do love them. They're just very negative. Sorry.
It's all right.
Jordan. Scouring the list of picks.
Yeah, let me see what I got here.
You love them like you love the redheaded stepchild.
I will take...
Is that you, Garmin?
No. It's just the thing people say.
The... Dun, 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 dun. I'm on... Who's starting for Buffalo? Is Josh Allen back yet?
No. That'd be
Derek
Nathan.
Anderson might be off concussion protocol.
Yeah. It's either going to be Derek Anderson or right. Nathan Peterman or
I'm gonna take
Pryor.
Seattle. +10.5.
Coming off a loss, who are they playing?
The Rams.
Oof.
I'll take 10.5 points though.
Yeah.
Dude, we're this is like a high spread.
Where's that game at?
At Rams.
Ooh.
Yeah. Everything's against them. Yeah. I don't care.
That was in Seattle. That
you know what? Since you picked it, they're going to probably pull it off just because it's you, Jordan.
No, I'm the new Jordan. No,
well, coming off a 4-0 weekend, a perfect weekend. Where
Jordan's missed a pick yet.
We hit the parlay.
Last week because the Browns didn't.
No. Okay. Let's go over them again. We got the Chargers -9.5. The Chiefs -16.5.
Oh, yeah.
The Saints +4.5. And Seattle +10.5. We consistently do a good job of picking 2 underdogs and 2 favorites. We've done that like every week, so that's good. I like that.
We mix it up. We're fun.
So we will fun see guys. What our picks
would you are. Rather, would you rather? Would you rather?
What do you got?
As he grabs
his sheet. Oh my
sheet. He's just a busy would you rather? Buttons.
He has no idea. All right. So Thanksgiving's coming up.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Turkey Day.
Turkey Day. So when you go to your family party, would you rather
pass
have to reference politics in every conversation you're part God. Of or you have to work in the very hungry caterpillar into every conversation you're part of?
Politics. The very like the children's book.
The children's book, The Very Hungry Caterpillar.
I read a really great novel the other day.
Uncle Steve.
Politics.
How you been? Listen, I've been reading this Hungry Caterpillar.
Yeah, I'm chapter 1 so far.
Actually, you know what? I'm gonna go with Philly and I'm gonna say politics because all you gotta do is be like, build that wall and then walk away, and then you can leave because everyone's gonna argue.
Yeah, I would go politics as well.
All right, no one wants to pick.
I
only chose The Very Hungry Caterpillar because I have to read it every night. So
what about like the five little monkeys that bump their head?
Yeah,
I could talk
one
about
fell
that.
Off and bumped
his head.
Yeah,
the last one dies.
Yeah.
That's how I read it. It's my interpretation.
No. I would rather talk politics. You just
I hate reading.
How
books.
About Trump? And I'm like, yeah.
And then, I voted on Tuesday. The spaghetti supper was good, which I'm assuming it will be.
You might have that cousin that's like, I don't believe in that. And then you're fine. So.
Yes, well, that's cool. That's your opinion. Then we'll move on.
The draft 11.0. We are now on the draft 11.0. It's a little special one tonight. We are actually doing a real fantasy draft.
For reals.
Yeah. We're doing a quarterback, a running back, a wide receiver, and a tight end. But they are athletes from different sports.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, look at how creative we are.
This is unbelievable.
So, we'll be doing that right after the break. We'll be right back.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Casserole Thursday, and on Friday you can choose from our soup and salad bar or our famous half-pound hand-patted cheeseburger. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented with our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management positions, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. On Saturday, November 24th, from 9 to 4 p.m., we want to celebrate Small Business Saturday with you. Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery will have 20% off Melissa and Doug toys, holiday decor, vitamins and supplements, and more. Plus, everyone will receive a $5 gift certificate for every $25 spent during Small Business Saturday at Kalp Pharmacy. Mark your calendars for November 24th, the Saturday after Thanksgiving, and get ready to shop small with us. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Season tickets for the basketball season are being sold in the high school office from 7:45 a.m. to 4 p.m. on days that school is in session. Last year's boys season ticket holders will have until Wednesday, November 21st to get their reserve seat season tickets. After Monday, November 26th, anyone not having a reserve seat or wanting a different seat for the boys games can go to the high school office and see what seats are available for purchase. Season tickets for the boys' home games are $55 for reserve seat for adults, and student season tickets are $35. If children sit in the reserve seat area, they must also have a reserve seat season ticket. And if you're 65 or older, they offer a senior citizen's annual all-sports pass for only $25. That's good for both boys' and girls' home junior high and high school games, but this does not include a reserve seat for the boys' home varsity games. Season tickets for the girls' home games are the same as for the boys, except there will be no reserved seats, $55 for adults and $35 for students. For the junior high basketball games, they're selling a winter sports pass that's good for all girls' and boys' home basketball games and are only $25 for adults and $10 for students. Basketball season is coming, so get to the high school office now to get your basketball season tickets.
Yep, this is the practice squad.
Yup, yup.
DJ Fresh Kid dropping the beats. Follow us on Twitter at FR Practice Squad or call us 419-516-0702 as Philly takes a big sip of his brew, celebrating a first down for the Titans.
Woo! It's not a brew, it's a bush pop.
It's a bush pop.
I'm just drinking pops.
The Draft 11.0. Jordan, would you like to play us in the Draft 11.0?
Yes. I forgot we had sound for that. We played around for
producer
like
George.
Doing it.
Worst producer ever.
Draft 11.0.
Yeah. God, was that you, David?
No, it's me.
Yeah.
Draft 11.0.
Oh, God.
Oh, I'm douchebag.
Yeah, that's how I talk on the given day.
Now we can officially get started.
Yes, we can. And do you have the pick sounds ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. And who wants to start tonight? Anybody?
I'll start.
Oh, dang.
This is the one I would have taken the start for.
Yeah, because if I get someone to pick, we're screwed.
This is an easy one.
Okay.
Pick in? Is it pick in?
Yeah, Phil, you can start.
Yeah, picks in.
I'm going to go ahead and write it down because I think we all know.
Me.
Well, I'll say the first pick's going to be LeBron James for my tight end.
LeBron good, James. Good, solid pick. Pretty easy.
Yes.
I kind of wanted him to make the jump to NFL like a couple years ago. I think he did.
Do you think he legit could have done that?
Yeah.
I do. I think he still could.
A 6'8"? Like, imagine we think.
Like, Calvin Johnson used to look huge.
Yeah.
And he's like 6'5".
That's true.
LeBron would be.
You always think
gigantic.
Like everyone in NBA is all everyone's so big. You just like you forget 6'4" is small.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
it is.
He would look like a weirdo out there.
Well, and they timed his like court to, what do you want to call it?
He has 40 or something.
It's like 4.4.
Yeah.
His 40 would be. So.
Well, that's a good pick as a tight end. Me?
I don't know. Which way do you want to go? Let's go, David.
Me?
Let's just go around the horn. Okay.
Gosh.
Golly, G. Willikars.
For wide receiver, this is so dumb. I'm going to go with Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Wow, good pick. Yeah.
Well, you don't like that one?
Right. Yeah, he wouldn't be awesome or anything.
He's more muscular and tougher than Kevin Durant.
Well, I was going to say Durant. I was going to say Durant, and then you made fun of me earlier.
Yeah, because he's a punk. He'd get hit one time and he'd quit.
That's probably true. But at least that would be for a touchdown. Then you
would it, though?
I went with Giannis.
Didn't I feel him like LeBron, him and like Kevin and LeBron do a flag football thing one summer?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I feel like Giannis, I just said yes, I don't remember, yeah, but
they did.
Giannis is even taller than LeBron, right?
Oh, yeah, dude. He's almost 7 foot.
And he's fast, and like, you could just like throw it to the sky.
Yeah.
And he'd just be like, ah.
I would make an argument that he could, if Kevin Durant was guarding him, that he would outjump him.
So, yeah, I feel really good about my pick now, and it's Giannis.
Okay. All right, I'm on the clock.
Yep.
And I'm writing my name on the clock. My first round pick at quarterback is one Adam Dunn. So he's a huge dude who has quarterback experience.
He has a huge
strong
dude.
Arm. So that's my quarterback.
The Donk.
That's played Tennessee for Tennessee.
Yeah, that's like Big Ben Texas. Reincarnated.
So. Texas. Yeah, that's a really good comparison. I can see that.
Yeah. Do you have something there, Garmin?
I do. I have my pick ready, and I actually thought about Adam Dunn. But I'm going to take an even better quarterback. And my quarterback is going to be Allen Iverson.
No.
Was he a quarterback in college?
Anyone, if Jordan says no because he's an idiot, anyone out there who has the internet, YouTube Allen Iverson quarterback. He was like one of the top quarterback prospects in high school. So I'm taking him.
In
high school. A lot of good quarterbacks there. You know, he was a good athlete. He basically looks like Michael Vick out there.
Yeah. Aaron Kraft was the top quarterback. In high school.
So you never know. That's what I'm saying.
Nothing.
That's a good pick. It's a good pick.
Do you play college ball?
I don't know. I mean, if you want to argue with me, just Google Allen Iverson and then you can look like an idiot.
Okay.
Back to back picks for you.
Okay. I am going to go, let's see. I'm going to take at wide receiver Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it's a solid pick.
Yeah,
he has huge hands.
Yeah, he just like palmed the ball.
Yeah.
Some of these like NBA dudes would be really fun.
I don't know.
Fitzgerald, quiet.
Yeah, would be.
He'd hand the ball back.
But he's like 6'8", super long, huge hands. I feel like that's simple.
Apparently, Larry Fitzgerald like spiked the ball 2 weeks ago, and then he like apologized to the media.
Well, he like did it as a message to like his son or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He had a message behind it.
But like, didn't he go like, oh, it's not me?
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was all dumb.
He's probably just happy because he finally like got a touchdown.
Yeah.
All right. I'm up. Pick is in. This is a doozy. All right. At running back. John Stockton. he's a smart player. He's shifty. I think
he's running back.
Yeah, he'd get through holes.
He'd take a hit.
If we want to do like a halfback pass, he would be able to do it too.
He'd bounce it.
Yeah, he'd bounce it. I think he's a smart player, and I think it's a smart pick.
I think that I can just try and picture him in shoulder pads, but really short, like football pants.
He's feisty. Someone who like is quiet, but once he gets shoulder pads and helmet on, like he'll just tear your heart out.
I bet he would be like a fighter.
Yeah.
Like you don't want to like mess with John.
He'd be like
Stock.
Rudy.
Yeah. Like way over.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah, like way over. Like the guy that tries way too hard and pick up basketball.
Yeah, like his teammates don't like him, but he'd try hard.
He's the guy at the bottom of the pile, like biting ankles.
Yeah. Yeah. And you don't really like him. Even after the game, you probably don't like him.
Yeah.
That's a good pick. Even though John Stock.
I don't know if it's a good pick. I think it's a bad pick.
Probably the worst pick ever.
Like he probably was like, what, like 6'1", 170 pounds?
We'll see on the field.
All right. I got it. Picks in. At tight end, Aaron Judge of the New York Yankees.
I get you're trying to pull in baseball.
Dumb.
Yeah. Dumb pick.
Dumb pick.
Dumb pick.
Yeah, there's probably like way cooler athletes, yeah. But I feel like he has the body type of a tight end.
He's huge.
And he could also hit home runs. And date hot supermodels.
And he has a cool nickname.
Hit me with that beat.
That was quick. That picked over.
You said it, didn't you?
Yeah.
My running back, Russell Westbrook.
All right. Yeah.
Shifty.
Yeah.
Speedy. Shifty.
I could see him after. You know how every running back has to do something cool when they get a first down?
Yeah. Oh, he'd do that after every like 3-yard run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, just like pumping.
He was one. I only have like 2 guys for running back, and he was one of them. So.
John Stockton was the other.
John Stockton was not the other one.
Okay. Does it go back to back?
Yeah, yeah. Philly has another.
Me with my wide receiver,
Anthony Davis.
Okay. Tall. Yeah. Just going tall. Yeah. Just toss it up.
Yes. You guys' teams are going to beat mine. I just realized I'm stupid.
Not mine.
Baby. I can't believe like you guys don't know. Like it's super famous that how good a football AI was. I feel like you guys.
I've heard that. I really wasn't that negative on you, was I?
No, it was just Jordan. I thought everybody knew that.
Yeah, everybody did.
Hey, do we need the Titans to lose this game?
As
a Bengals fan?
No, they're no threat to us.
Okay.
Go Titans.
I just told you. Hey, I'm just making sure.
We lost to the Ravens.
You guys beat
the Ravens.
So okay, I got a pick. Not thrilled about this pick, whatever. Mike Trout, running back.
Son of a gosh.
That's decent.
Yeah. That's really good. Yeah. You know how fast he is?
Yeah, he's really fast. Huge. And he's huge. And he's shifty.
Mike Alstott. Peyton Hillis.
I think he's more way, way better athlete than that.
Like McCaffrey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But like bigger.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah, he's my my running back.
All right. That's
so
that's,
I have Mike Trout at running back. I have Giannis at wide receiver. And I have Aaron Judge at tight end.
That's throwing me for a loop. No. I don't have no more running backs.
I like my team.
Yeah. Sweet team.
Thanks. Yeah. All right. John Stockton, a running back.
All right.
My such a dumb pick.
My pick.
All right.
I'm going to make it up for her now. At tight end, Kevin Love.
That's so bad.
Why Kevin Love? Because he can drain the three?
Yeah, he can drain the three. I think he'll be able to block pretty well if you guys try to rush him.
This is a fantasy draft, you know, like for offensive stats.
Yeah. No, I know. I get it. I think he's like Jason Witten reincarnated. And
no.
Good. Yeah.
Find the soft spot in the zones.
Yep.
It doesn't have exactly. The athletic priest.
Jason Witten made a career out of that. Just find that soft spot in the zone. Kevin Love. Horrible pick.
All right.
I'd like to see him. I'd love to watch him run a route.
Right. Like old Kevin Love?
Yeah.
Like fat Kevin Love?
Like UCLA Kevin Love.
Okay. Not bad. All right. All right. I can take that.
Skinny like Banana Republic fashion model?
No.
Kevin Love?
No.
He's wafy thin. No. Go ahead.
Okay. So since you took my running back pick, I have to go.
I'm sorry. No.
That's how it works. I'm going to have to think. I'm going to go tight end. And I'm going to go one of my favorite NBA players of all time. Big Ben Wallace.
Can he have a fro?
Yes, he can have a fro. You're not going to see it, but the dude's like ripped out of his mind. He's huge. He could block.
Okay.
And he can catch anything.
I don't think he'd be able to. He seems like someone who would not be able to catch a ball.
Probably not. Yeah. But he would block like the crap out of your
hands.
He could catch rebounds from like.
Yeah, a guy who gets a bunch of rebounds can't catch. I get that.
I mean, I think while he was sprinting full speed and a football's flying at him, it'd be
different.
Yeah,
but football and basketball is totally different.
They're different, dude.
Okay. All right.
I mean, Ben Wallace was awesome, and I remember those like stat lines where he had like 3 points and 28 rebounds.
Yeah, and 500 blocks.
Yes,
yeah.
And he was awesome. But, yeah, I mean, you guys could run the football, no doubt. Who's your running? Did you pick a running back yet?
No, this is my last pick, and I'm still depending on Ben Wallace. I'm going to go my running back. It's not going to be as big as Mike Trout, but I'm going to go John Wall. Only because he's super athletic. I imagine him being basically like Deshaun Jackson at running back.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he's like 6'4". Like, it's Russell big. Westbrook. He's fast.
Type pick.
Yeah. And
he can do the John Wall when he scores.
Yes, he can.
Which is still one of the worst.
John Wall.
It's just dumb.
John Wall.
Do you like Michael Thomas's like arm flex? He does that after
he's jacked.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, you have to be.
By the way, he just made himself famous.
Yeah, but that's because Michael Thomas.
That was like
really
a smart business move on his.
Yeah.
To do that cell phone thing, even though his coaches were all mad at him. Like, he's like super popular now. Yeah. I bet
they don't care.
Like, yeah. I mean, we obviously knew him because Ohio State.
Yeah,
and everyone started to know him because of fantasy. But he's probably like not as known as some of the other bigger guys.
You have
now.
To,
he's like there because of that.
He knows he needs like some personality.
Yep. Yeah, I swear that was like. I mean, that was perfect for him. That was a brilliant move.
You have to have some guns to do the arm flex.
Oh, and he's like, awesome at it.
Again, if I'm riding on Kevin Durant, I hate it. And when Paul Pierce used to do it, Paul Pierce always used to do this.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
no muscle definition.
And you didn't see anything. His arms would just flap back and forth.
I was a big Kevin Durant fan when he was with the Thunder. All right. But after him attempt to chug a beer after the one.
Oh, yeah.
It's the worst. After that, nope. Lost all respect to him. He's done.
Yeah. Jordan, you're up.
I'm up. All right, my last pick. Receiver. Number 33, Larry Bird.
Your team is bad.
What's not bad?
Your team is so bad.
He's slower than dirt.
They're all really smart players. I think they'd be able to find zones. They know the playbook in and out.
I don't know if you know this. To play football, you don't have to be smart. Yeah, and also, this, we're talking about fantasies. We're looking, trying to get guys who pass stats. This is probably one of the, of all the drafts we've done, this is one of the worst teams I've ever seen.
No, I don't think so, guys.
I know so.
Bird has the, again, like we just talked about Michael Thomas, the personality to bring to our team to just put the team on his back and lead the team.
Fantasy. We'll do it. It's a horrible fantasy team.
It's pretty bad.
He might be a great team player. Yes, we understand that.
They all play as a team. Dude, it's all about the team instead of, it's not about individuals.
No, okay. Not when you're talking about fantasy. It's got to be individual.
All right, we'll see you on the field.
All right, see you on the field.
Go for it, picks in. Again, another pick I'm not excited about, but I tried to think who was like the best looking quarterback, and I went with the Cubs third baseman, Chris Bryant.
You have three baseball players.
Boring. I know I did. I was trying to pick baseball players. Baseball gets no love.
Yeah.
It's boring. Millennials don't like it.
There's a reason.
Oh, God. Millennials don't like it. I think it's just because the NBA is just loaded with athletes.
Yeah, and so is football. And baseball is just...
I'm not saying they're not athletes, take but forever I don't get a chance to see them jump and do cool stuff like that and run.
So, I mean, you guys don't think Chris Bryant looks like a quarterback?
No.
Not really.
Okay.
Like, I would have gone with, like, Clayton Kershaw.
Yeah, I had him.
The Cali kid, 6'4".
Yeah, I got you one better. You're right.
Who that? Your last pick in?
My last pick is in.
And that my quarterback,
I'm going with... probably one of the best pitchers in the league. Tall, sweet mullet, Randy Johnson.
I was going to pick that.
He would be my quarterback.
He would get her on the first sack.
Probably.
Was he like 6'10"?
His legs are like twigs.
He's
like
he's skinny. But he's got the mullet. The power of the mullet will push you through the injury.
Be hanging out.
All he has to do is chuck it up.
Throw that LeBron side
and Anthony Davis will catch it. Don't matter.
He'd be throwing sliders to Anthony Davis out there. Well, that's our draft 11.0. A little bit different. We actually did a draft.
The real draft.
Yeah, we didn't just like pick 1 through 4 like we always do. So,
would you rather?
Let us know what you think are your best crossover athletes on your fantasy team. FR Practice Squad on Twitter. What do you got? Would you rather, Jordan?
All right. Would you rather, let's say, be Freddie Mercury because Bohemian Rhapsody's out now?
Anyone see that movie?
Nope. Or LeBron James.
I think Liam might want to see it.
Wait, what?
Would I rather be Freddie Mercury and die of AIDS or be LeBron?
Maybe what I'm going for is kind of the lifestyle.
Okay. Rockstar.
Yeah, would I rather be a rock star?
NBA star?
Well, I'm going to be LeBron because he's worth, I don't know, $500 million, probably more than that.
And he gets to live.
I think everyone's going to say LeBron, but I'll make the case for Freddie Mercury. Have you guys seen those videos of him at like Farm Aid and like all this Live Aid,
yeah.
Where he's like 100,000 people out there, and it's just him,
yeah.
And he's like chanting, and they're chanting back exactly what he's doing.
I think that would be a greater feeling than like winning a championship.
I think you would feel like the most important human being in the world, like to have that many people like shouting what you're shouting. Like you feel like in control of that. Yeah. That's unbelievable.
And it's like something the Ukraine is like his the songs you created or whatever, and then you have 100,000 people.
And as far as longevity, like that song, Bohemian Rhapsody, is going to play for like 200 years.
Yeah. Not even just that. Like if you listen to like a greatest hits of like Queen, yeah, it's constantly just like, oh yeah,
We Will Rock You is in every arena, every game, every night.
Yeah.
So as far as like the power feeling and the longevity and the legacy, even though he died a horrible death of AIDS at like, I don't know how old he was. 50?
I don't know. I don't think he made much further.
I'll say Freddie Mercury. I mean, he's kind of a weird dude.
Take the AIDS out of it. Okay. Yeah.
So you'd be Freddie Mercury but not die?
Yes. And we don't know how LeBron meets his demise yet.
Like, I don't want to be.
We don't know how LeBron
meets his demise. That's true.
Okay. I'm going to make just a different argument for just LeBron, because not only like just the feeling, but LeBron is in one of those rare situations where it's like Jordan, where his name is now a brand.
Yes.
And his kids will probably never have to do anything for the rest of life if they don't want to.
No. Yeah. The thing is that even like, say, two generations from now, they will know LeBron. They won't know. They'll probably like, do you know the band named Queen? And they're like, who's Queen? What?
Yeah.
No, they won't even know.
I mean, I don't know. I think that Queen will have that kind of legacy. I'm just saying, like,
to certain people.
LeBron's billionth grade Garian kids will still be getting royalties. Because his name
you're
is
exactly right. Yeah, you're probably, you're right about that.
I'll still say Freddie Mercury just because.
All right.
Everybody else was LeBron.
Yeah,
I'd pick Freddie Mercury.
I will say that you made it a little bit more compelling, because right off the bat, I was like, one of these is very different than the other.
Yeah.
That's the point of would you rather.
Yes, I understand that.
Well,
obvious.
Do you think Kevin from Deer Park's going to call about the high school game that they had?
Oh, yeah. Kevin from Deer Park, call and defend your
Deer Park Wildcats.
Wildcats.
Yeah.
When they should be deer.
Call in and defend your local team.
I heard he was there. In his Deer Park
attire. In his Deer Park sweatshirt. Chanting, go Wildcats. We're going to take one last break. And when we come back, we have some more Would You Rathers and some overrated, underrated. We'll be right back.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs. Feeling hungry but don't want to make it yourself? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and they'll make it for you. They're now open every day. Whether it's their pizza, wings, salads, subs, or other sandwiches that you want, just let them do the work. And you don't want to miss their Friday lunch buffet with their famous pizza, wings, and salad bar from 11 to 1. Their Queen of Hearts drawing will be every Saturday afternoon at 3:30, so be sure to get out there and get your tickets for your chance to win. And now's the time to get your lanes reserved for birthday parties and other events. That's Miracle Lanes. Call them at 375-4274. You're invited to the Fort Recovery Merchants Christmas Open House on Sunday, November 11th from 11 to 5. The town's retail merchants will be open with many great bargains, plus great holiday cookies and other treats. Santa will be strolling the streets, the museum will be open, and there will be live pioneer demonstrations in the log house, carriage rides through town, the high school choir will be caroling downtown, story hour and crafts at the library from 1 to 2:30. And new this year, a live nativity scene in downtown Fort Recovery. And our mural artist, Dan Kies, will be around all afternoon to explain the historical details in his murals, and he'll be putting his official signature on the murals at 2 o'clock. And don't forget to sign up at all the retail merchants for the $1,000 shopping spree. So make your plans now to get to the best Christmas open house around, and now it's even bigger and better than ever. Savings galore in all the stores, right here in Fort Recovery, Sunday, November 11th from 11 to 5.
Practice Squad, at FR Practice Squad on Twitter, or call us 419-516-0702. I have a new segment tonight. You know, we always like to try out new things.
Because we're young and hip, you know.
We're like that. And it's called Overrated or Underrated. Very, I don't know, creative of us.
Without knowing what the segment
Very
is.
Creative of us. I mean, we have no idea what it is. It's Jordan's idea, and Jordan's going to spring it on us.
All right, so it's pretty simple, right? I want to say something, say a word, topic.
Uh-huh.
And you guys tell me if you think it's overrated or underrated. Oh, wait. Oh, we have a call.
Hope's Kevin. Kevin Dupert.
Jordan, do you know how to answer calls? Hey, you're on the air.
I hope so.
Gentlemen, I'm trying to have a casual evening at my home, and here I'm getting called out on the radio.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Kevin from Deer Park. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well until I got called out on the radio about my Deer Park
Wildcats.
My Deer Park Wildcats. Yeah. Says the guys that come from the what, purple Indians?
Yeah. Well, Fort Recovery Indians. But yes, we are purple. But we didn't even play Deer Park. Coldwater did. The Cavaliers. They're like 5 minutes away.
Yeah.
It was a big victory for the Cavaliers. Does anyone know the final score?
No idea.
Here we go.
I know the Cavs had like 49, I think.
Yeah.
It was
49-25?
I believe it was 49-14.
Yeah, 49-14. Yeah. Typical Deer Park not showing up.
Against a Mac school, get out of town.
So,
I'm pretty sure they've got a better record than the Purple Indians.
Yeah.
I believe so.
Don't go talking bad. Go talking mess on Fort Recovery Radio.
I believe there was a Fort Recovery loss a few weeks ago. I'm going to have to check my football stats here. 50-14 loss? I'm getting caught on the radio. Yeah.
I think we did lose 50-14.
Yeah, what was it? Who?
I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Was it cool? I don't know either. Was it Marion local? It was
probably Marion. Oh, yeah, it was Marion. Definitely Marion.
Yeah, well, we got you on the phone, Kevin, from Deer Park. Well, what do you think about the Bengals this year? Are we the same team we've always been?
Yeah, it doesn't change. It's been an entire lifetime. Why would it change now?
Do you still watch the games on Sunday, or are you just doing something else productive with your life?
It's a pretty casual viewing.
Yeah.
But I must say that I really enjoyed the return of Negative Dave tonight.
Oh.
He's my favorite.
Thank you.
He's my least favorite.
It's the only Dave I know.
Yeah.
That's a good point, actually.
Yeah.
There is a voicemail recording somewhere of Dave screaming a couple years ago when, what was it? It was a Reds playoffs loss.
Yeah.
And a Bengals loss in the same day.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I've ever heard.
Dave's whole life is about him crying about something about sports.
Hey,
it doesn't matter if they win or not. He's got something to, you know, negative about that game, and he'll just ride with it.
It's true. It's true.
It's negative sports, or it's Dave apologizing for his picks on the radio. It's a fantasy. You don't have to apologize.
Yeah, that's true. I should just be more. I just need to be more confident, Kevin from Deer Park. Kind of like your Wildcats should have been more confident this last weekend against the Coldwater Cavaliers.
You can open that can again.
Yeah, go to Hyde Park or go to Deer Park Deli or something.
Get some gin.
Get some gin.
Go
get
some gin. Positive, like your buddy, the Enforcer.
Ah, Joey Votto. Yeah,
nickname that nobody ever caught on to.
What do you call Dalton? This is the surgeon.
Slicing and dicing. Yeah, I used to yell that at football games, and everyone would look at me like insane. Like, there's
that's
the
what
surgeon.
They call him.
Yeah, there's the surgeon slicing and dicing. Yeah,
by
good
the
times.
Way, I feel like Pete Rose should have been picked as like a tight end or something.
Yeah,
that's probably true.
A lot of hustle. Yeah. He probably like dive.
I would say more running back than tight end. Just because of size.
Fullback. We had a fullback.
Fullback, yeah. There was fullback, definitely. Yeah. Pete Rose.
Yeah. What do you call the guy that runs in and breaks the other team's leg?
A goon?
Goon. Yeah, he'd be the best goon.
Vontaze Burfict.
Yeah.
He'd be the...
Is that John Chaney that called him goon?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. He's the guy that looked like an owl that Coach Temple, right?
That's exactly right.
Real quick, how the Muskies going to be this year?
You know, that's a wonderful question. Yeah. I think they've got...
That's Xavier Musketeers, by the way, to our listeners.
Slicing and dicing, like the Dalton. Yeah. They do some slicing and dicing. I just don't know if they got the shooting this year.
Yeah.
But we shall find out.
Tuesday, tomorrow, right?
I think... Yeah, that's right. And I think Najee will have a great year. I think there'll be some national talk about him.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't know. We got to see. I think we got a couple guys that are already injured coming into the season. Yeah. I don't think we've got Gooden playing tomorrow.
Who's your head coach? Travis Steele. Yeah, he's an assistant coach. The Men of Steel. I believe they have that on a billboard around Deer Park, don't they?
I would imagine so. I think they've got a hashtag running, Men of Steel.
Oh, there we go. Men of Steel to a 10 seed. All right, Kev. Hey, good talking to you, and talk to you later. Sorry we called you out. We just wanted you to defend your Wildcats.
Yeah.
So the team that lost, what was it, 15-14?
Yeah. It happens.
You guys have a good night. Big fan. Big fan, guys.
Talk to you later. Bye. So continue explaining overrated, underrated.
I'm going to shout out something. I won't shout out. Just say it respectively.
Okay. Because we don't shout here.
In this voice.
Unless it's Philly and the Titans score a touchdown.
I yell. But I'll say something. You guys give me opinion if it is.
If it's overrated or underrated?
Overrated. If it's overrated. Or if it's
underrated.
All right.
So I don't know if you guys should talk about it and come up with a consensus, or
I think you guys should throw it out to one of us, and then one of us answers. That's it.
Okay.
We each get one.
Ooh. Now let's just all you guys can.
Have okay. All right.
Or you guys gonna do everyone? All right. First up, I'll just throw this out, and you guys can answer.
All right.
Bouncy houses.
Ooh.
At my current age.
Yeah.
Yep.
Overrated.
Overrated. Yeah.
Yeah, overrated.
Okay. Well, these houses are overrated.
Does this involve water or not?
Overrated.
Why do you think they're overrated?
I think
they don't bounce you as high as I like. Yeah,
like it's a trampoline is much more enjoyable.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. But plus, it's much more dangerous. Now, if you said like when you're like five, then yeah, bouncy houses.
Yeah, you can like do awesome fake wrestling moves in there. And now I'm just like, if I want to jump high.
I don't have that urge anymore.
And normally, like, I like the flat surface of jumping.
Yeah.
And I remember bouncy housing being a bunch of humps.
Yeah. Correct.
And, like, you get your foot goes down in the hump and then it just gets caught and you don't go high. And then you land on some kid that you didn't know who it was.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is not me now.
And I don't like the pretentiousness of someone constantly take your shoes off.
Yeah.
Like, I know.
Yeah. First of all, do they make bouncy houses big enough for adults to be jumping in or not?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Not really. No.
No. So, yeah.
All right. Bouncy
houses. So, give us the overrated one more time.
Overrated. Bouncy houses overrated.
Okay. Good one.
All right. So, what about overrated or underrated finding an arrowhead in a field?
For me,
overrated.
But for if someone that's in, you know, really intrigued to like, you know, the like where we live at, like the, you know, the history, you know, like because this is the big Indian and feud, people would be like, oh, very underrated.
And for that reason, I'm going to say underrated. I'm going to say because of the history around our beautiful town of Fort Recovery. That we all represent,
and I'm sure that
on the
Deer Park
network,
don't have arrowheads.
Deer Park definitely doesn't have.
I am also going to say underrated because if you find an arrowhead, you're going to show somebody.
Yeah,
I was going to say
that means you care.
Like and the fact that at some
but point, I'm not getting hyped up about it.
Yeah, I am.
No,
I'm showing somebody.
Yeah,
and I might turn it into the historical society.
Mm-hmm.
Sure,
and they're going to be like, so it's not an arrowhead.
I'd like
you
this
idiot.
Carbon dated. So finding an arrowhead
finding
in
the
field is.
Underrated.
It's underrated.
All right. All right. What about overrated or underrated? A good pen.
Ooh, underrated.
Underrated.
Yeah.
I get tired of freaking have to screw my pen around just to get some ink on it, then finally write what I want.
All right. So finding a good pen or using a good pen.
Underrated.
Underrated.
Yeah. It's especially like... Yeah, it's just great when it writes beautifully.
Yeah,
it's,
like I don't know if you know, but a while back ago when I bought my grandpa's Cadillac, it came with everything that it had.
It came with a pen?
It came with a Cadillac pen.
Oh,
and
wow.
I used that to fill my checks out. First time I used it, oh, man.
It's like writing on.
Oh, it was perfect. It was perfect. I'm like, oh, this is fantastic.
Cadillac even makes pens.
Yeah. I bet that pen probably cost $150.
It's probably worth every penny. What do you got, Jordan?
All right. So we are among fall season. And with fall season comes corn mazes. So is corn mazes overrated or underrated?
Overrated.
I'm going to go under. I don't know. Yeah, I'll go underrated just because I was too scared to go to like the haunted houses.
Not surprising.
But I could go to the corn mazes.
So you're always pitching. Everyone's like, hey, let's do something like haunted house, corn maze.
Yeah. Oh, the corn mazes are great around here.
You guys want to play Monopoly in a lit room?
Yeah. Turn on every light, guys. Yeah.
Overrated.
I'm going to say overrated because who's got time for cornfield maze?
I do.
A lot of teenagers in the fall.
Unless there's children,
I don't have kids, so I don't care. What am I doing?
Okay. Look at that
creepy 30-year-old dude going through the corn maze by himself.
Unless it's a scary corn maze, then yes, I might.
So, yeah, I would probably say overrated. Corn maze is one of those things that it's an idea pitched every few years, and it's like, all right, let's do that. It might be fun. Mazes are like a cool concept.
Yep, I agree.
And every time you go, it's like, this isn't cool. Like, this is a lazy maze that some farmer made.
Like, give me a real maze where if I can't cut through,
exactly, you know,
where we can really get lost.
So
corn mazes are
for sure
overrated.
All right, let's go. All right, what about overrated or underrated? A good 90s reference.
Underrated. That's the best. Like, especially like TV shows.
Give me an example. If
like
someone
just did. A solid like Saved by the Bell reference.
Okay.
In a conversation.
Yeah, I'll say underrated because it's that. But I was almost gonna say overrated because I hate the Facebook article. Only 90 kids will understand.
Yes. Oh, and then they show like Furbies and
And I'm like, I get
what
it.
What is that? Giga Pet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will go
underrated too.
Yeah, I think it's underrated just because nostalgia is cool and the 90s is our nostalgia.
The 90s had some, a lot of good.
All right.
Well, I was thinking, what's the Saved by the Bell thing that what Zach always does when he freeze frames?
Timeout.
Yeah. How do we end up here?
Hey, Preppy. Yeah. All right. So a good 90s reference is
underrated.
All right, let's the last one. Actually, I got two more.
Okay,
self help books.
Overrated.
Overrated.
As a softball,
I can help myself.
Yeah, don't hold my hand.
That's Philly. You like self help books? I'm guessing.
No, right. Overrated.
So self help books are
overrated.
Just move on to the next one. Right.
Any books are overrated.
We're in fall again, so hot chocolate.
Mm-hmm. Underrated. I'm not a big fan of coffee. Hot chocolate's warm on a cold night. It's good stuff.
I'm going to go overrated.
Explain yourself.
I'm not a big chocolate fan, first of all.
This is fair.
And I don't know. It has no taste to me, really. Hot chocolate has no taste to me.
If you don't like chocolate, why would you like it when it's hot?
It's interesting you brought this up because this Saturday, this whole weekend, I didn't do anything but really catch up on Netflix shows.
Oh, that's good.
So after the Buckeyes game, I was catching up on Ozark, and it was a little chilly in the house. You know, I had my hoodie on, and I was like,
make a little hot chocolate.
My dad, I asked him to get me coffee, like for the Keurig, and he accidentally got me Swiss Miss.
All right.
So I was like, you know what? I'm watching the final episode of Ozark. I'm going to put in some Swiss Miss.
I'm going to treat myself.
Yeah, curled up in a blanket, watched a little Ozark, and had some hot chocolate.
Oh my god. Well, good for you.
Thanks.
Yeah, good for you.
Time.
Good little. I say underrated. I think 2-1.
Unless Jordan wants to be.
I would say overrated.
Ooh.
Yes.
We got a tie.
We need to have a drop for not rated.
Properly rated. Because I will say, like, all the times when I've been outside, like at a sporting event when I'm cold, I never got hot chocolate.
I will say the only time I do feel like hot chocolate is when I'm cold outside.
No, I would never get it.
No, I would.
I would get it. I'll will settle with a Dr. Pepper, or if they sell alcohol,
like when we were playing football, I would just remember like when we played Marion, remember like it was cold and it was rainy and you hated yourself, and like the managers would walk by with a cup of hot coffee. I'm like, can I just, or hot chocolate? I'm like, can I just hold the cup? Just let me hold the cup.
Yeah. Well, so I think it's a good one to end on. Hot chocolate's properly rated.
No, we're
properly rated.
There you go.
It's a tie.
Properly rated.
All right. Good job, guys.
Thank you.
Would you rather? Would you rather?
All right. We got one more. Would you rather to close out?
Last one. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Would you rather picket outside the school against children getting an education, or having a negative ad run for a week showcasing all the mistakes you've made?
Oh, wait, what was the first one?
You have to picket outside of the school against children getting an education.
Like, education's bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or you have to have a negative ad, like a political ad run,
David for a week Schmidt.
Showcasing all the mistakes you've made in the past.
Do you love cute, cuddly little animals?
Yes.
David Schmidt doesn't.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Wow.
I'm picking against kids.
I'm picking it against kids because
I don't want any skeletons coming out of my closet.
Now has failed everybody. So, I mean,
but
what?
You could probably get a pretty big
but those ads,
too,
like those ads
behind you.
They're those, so bad.
They're bad.
Richard Cordray.
And you kind of just tune them out anyway. I would definitely pick the ad showcasing all my mistakes.
All your mistakes? Like the worst of the worst.
The deepest mistakes you made?
Or like the funny mistakes?
Like what's Jordan tried to do the worm at homecoming.
He failed.
And he fell on his face.
I'm good for a good...
Even though you were electric at homecoming, you never failed at the worm.
I didn't.
You were always electric.
Did I give the people...
You always brought the house down. It was like, oh, Jordan.
It should be with David. I try to do the spiky hair all the time, but I failed at that.
See, if it's little stuff like that, then yeah.
Did you win best hair in high school?
I did.
What?
Oh my God.
Ah!
You're like a celebrity, right?
I know.
Nobody cares, David.
I want to see the ad. I want to see the ad first. I know I can't do that, but I want to see the ad first. Yeah. I don't think it would be good. But I'm going to go with the ad.
Yep.
I'm all up for a good old picket.
Because I think education's good.
Yeah.
Education's good.
I do too, but I'm selfish.
Not this education that we're going through.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that's our show tonight. Kind of a different show. We got a Titans game going on, and the Bengals had a bye. And the Browns, there wasn't much talk about the Browns either because they got killed.
Yeah.
So, but a lot to look forward to next week. The Browns have who?
Atlanta.
So they're down in Hotlanta?
Yes.
So that'll be a good game. The Bengals play the Dangerous Saints.
Yep.
A high-flying offense.
NFC South versus NFC North.
I'm not expecting much, but an unexpected win would be a great time. And the Titans are currently tied with the Cowboys.
They're at Cleveland, by the way.
They're at Cleveland.
Yep. So. I expect the win.
So, yeah. So for David Schmidt, producer George Sauger, Craig Garman, Troy Metzger, tighten up. I stepped on you, sorry, buddy. See you guys next week.
See you.